Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For Halloween today and our Halloween costume reveal, John last Saturday wore this to the Spooktacular at the Super Dentist, and John, I loved it. Your costume was really good, and all the parents loved it.
Yeah, it
and
was cool,
one
man.
Young boy did too.
I was Slash from Guns N' Roses, although the costume I wore was more legit called Rock Star.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be a rock star, and I can't because I have no talent, so I thought, you know what? I will dress as a rock star, and it was cool because all the kids were like, who are you? And all the dads were like, bro, Slash, right on.
That one kid knew who you were, though. He gave you a total knuckles for
cool
it. I thought
kid.
That was great.
The cool kid.
And so I'm glad that you wore the Slash costume again. It
Thank
looks
you.
Really
Thank
good
you.
On you.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're going to die.
Oh, no.
Tammy, I don't know what you are.
Okay, I would call myself like a woodland fairy.
Tammy's got a dress on.
A forest fairy.
Like a bush attached to her head and fake wings. What?
Okay, so I'm dressed like a fairy. I have wings. I have some ivy on the side of my head with the wing. And I'm dressed kind of like in woodland colors, kind of like a little wood nymph.
Are you a nymph?
You will.
You're a nymph. You're
I'm
a nympho.
Yeah. Oh, my
Tammy's
God.
Tammy's a nympho for Halloween. Where do you buy that costume?
Okay, stop it. All right. And producer Jessica is here. And why are you dressed like you're ready to get up and work on the AC on the top of the building?
I'm a construction worker.
Duh.
Just your average construction worker. Ever been to France? I don't know where the Louvre Museum is.
Oh, my God. So you're dressed as a construction. So you're the person that ripped off the freaking Louvre.
I don't know what you're talking
Look
about.
At you.
This is not a
you
tiara.
See, that's creative.
Oh,
stuff.
That is really
that's
creative.
Good.
They were all dressed as construction workers.
Yeah, and there you are with the jewels.
Yeah, that's
very interesting. I love
that's
the fact.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm give
that's
that one to
really
you, Jess.
Good,
well done.
Jess.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you,
might
thank
be your
you.
Best costume we've ever had on our show.
I won't lie. I stole it from a retirement home TikTok. Some old dude did it, and I said, that's awesome.
Hey, man. Way to steal from the elderly. Good job.
Okay. This is something for a little later. Please write this down. Retirement home TikTok. This is something we need to talk about next week.
Okay.
I need to know more about that.
Oh.
We'll post the pictures on our social so you can see everybody. Good job, Jess. You
Thank
win.
You,
you
yeah,
definitely
you
win.
100%. 833-287-1037. We got another pair of tickets for you to go see Priscilla Block when she plays House of Blues. And all you got to do is take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We do this every Halloween season on John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Ghost or toast?
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be a Halloween show without playing this game. Good morning, Jessica from Oceanside. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy Halloween.
Yes, you too.
You have plans?
I do. I'm hosting a Halloween party
this
year. Oh, fun.
What should we bring?
costume and some food.
Costume and food. Sounds
Perfect.
Like a party to me. All right, so this is our Halloween tradition. Is it stupid? Of course it is. It's called Ghost or Toast. I'm going to give you a name. It's either the name of a famous world-known bread, where you'll say
okay.
toast, or it's a world-known paranormal phenomenon, and you'll say ghost. Ghost or toast, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Let's have a practice round.
Okay.
Casper. Ghost or toast?
Ghost, absolutely.
just like that. Well done.
That's our creepy ghost.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Wow, I was kind of worried there for a second.
As was I. All right, Jessica, the next few might not be as easy as the first. Here we go. Number one, Pau de Caillo. I'll say it again. Pau de Caillo. Ghost
I'm gonna
or toast?
Say toast?
It might sound scary. But Pau de Caillo, actually adorable little Brazilian cheese buns.
Nice.
You got it right.
Plus they're cheese
okay.
buns.
Right?
Who wouldn't love cheese buns?
I'm telling you. All right, so far so good. Jessica, ghost or toast, our Halloween tradition. Baba Yaga.
Ooh.
I'll say it again. Baba Yaga.
That's hard.
Okay. I'm going to say ghost.
Baba Yaga, from Slavic folklore, yields a pestle and dwells deep in the forest while standing on chicken legs. Baba Yaga. Okay. I see anything standing on chicken legs that's not a chicken. I'm running the other way. Nice job, Jessica. Well played.
All right. Thank you.
Jessica, ghost or toast?
Yep.
Vadyanoi.
Toast.
No, it is not toast.
Oh.
It is ghost. Vadyanoi is a naked old man.
Ooh, ew.
Look, 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 there's more. There's more. Come on.
Sam is like, nope, done.
No, there's more. A naked old man with a frog face, a greenish beard, body covered in algae and muck, and covered in fish scales.
Fuck.
Yeah. Right? I like it. You had heard enough when you heard naked old man.
Yes. Didn't you, Jessica, when you heard that? Wasn't that enough?
Yeah, no, I mean, but with the frog and everything else that was on there, too, I mean, all right.
Terrifying. All right, finally, Jessica, ghost or toast, you're doing so well. Try and grasp this one. Hearty Jewish rye.
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with toast.
I'm going to go with toast as well.
Yay.
And also some ham and mustard and a dill pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a sandwich. All right, Jessica, you did it. Ghost or toast, another stupid year. It's been done. Congratulations. Thank you for playing with us this morning. And happy Halloween. We'll be over at 8:30.
Yes. All right, perfect. Sounds good. Happy Halloween.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Austin, is in Lakeside. Hi, Austin.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
Real well. Appreciate you, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Austin, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gatestore.com. Austin, also want to remind you, pal, all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
The top trending Halloween costume tonight is Rumi from the out-of-nowhere big screen sensation K-pop Demon Hunters. What country brought us K-pop?
Is it Japan?
Riley Green is taking a small break and heading back home to Alabama to decompress. What is the name of the University of Alabama's sports teams, the Gamecocks, the Crimson Tide, or the Razorbacks?
The Razorbacks.
The World Series will resume tonight from Toronto, Canada, which means we'll hear both America's and Canada's national anthems. What is the name of the Canadian anthem?
Not sure.
Tuesday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show had Drew share her deep love for outrageously large granny panties by placing a pair of them on her head like a nice little hat. What network airs The Drew Barrymore Show here in San Diego?
Is it HBO?
And finally, a new Dr. Seuss book will be released in June. Tell me the name of the 2012 Dr. Seuss movie about 12-year-old Ted who lives in Thneedville, a walled city where all vegetation is artificial, who wants to find a real tree for his crush, Audrey.
Lorax.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Austin, what's on your plate today, pal?
Well, just studying for college right now. I'm in college, so, you know, just getting... getting ready for a test coming up.
Sure. What's your major?
Nurse practitioner.
All right. Very cool. Austin, college student, 1 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
The top trending Halloween costume tonight is Rumi from the out-of-nowhere big screen sensation K-pop Demon Hunters. Remember when producer Jessica came in here last month?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, K-pop Demon Hunters. Like, are you speaking in tongues? What are you saying?
Yep.
Now, biggest thing in the world. What country brought us K-pop?
South Korea.
South Korea. Also went with Japan. 1-0 Tam. Riley Green taking a small break, heading back home to Alabama to decompress. What is the name of the University of Alabama's sports teams? The Gamecocks, the Crimson Tide, or the Razorbacks?
The Crimson Tide.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Austin went Razorbacks, 2-0 Tam. Tammy, the World Series resumes tonight from Toronto, Canada, which means we'll hear both America's and Canada's national anthems. What is the name of the Canadian anthem?
Oh, Canada.
3-0 Tam. Tuesday's episode of the Drew Barrymore Show had Drew share her deep love for outrageously large granny panties by placing a pair of them on her head like a nice little hat. What network airs the Drew Barrymore Show here in San Diego?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I'm going to just go with CBS. I don't know.
No, it's Fox 5. 3-0 still, Tammy. And finally, a new Dr. Seuss book will be released in June. Tell me the name of the 2012 Dr. Seuss movie about 12-year-old Ted who lives in Thneedville, a walled city where all vegetation is artificial, who wants to find a real tree for his crush, Audrey.
Is that the Lorax?
It is the Lorax. Nicely done. Man, Austin. I mean, what are you going to do? She's just a maniac sometimes. Austin, today, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-1, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, buddy.
You are going to see Priscilla Block. She's going to be at the House of Blue San Diego on January 30th.
Sounds great.
All right, Austin. Have a great day. Study hard, pal. Take it from the DJ. That's good advice. And before you leave, unfortunately, pal, I got this for you to say.
I'm Austin Lakeland. I flunked up on Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Our ghost hunter, Dante, from San Diego Ghost Tours, hauntedsandiegotours.com, on our tour of downtown San Diego's haunts, introduced us to a ghost named George.
George resides in the Horton Davis House, the oldest Victorian home in the Gaslamp and the most haunted home in downtown San Diego. And it's a story.
According to Dante, there are over 100 different spirits living in that house right now.
And there was a big secret.
Now, the bathroom here, when they were putting in the electricity, they found that the wall behind the toilet popped out. Behind that wall, behind the toilet, they found a secret room inside the house. Would you like to see the secret room?
Yes.
All right. Follow me. All right. So where we are here is like an office kind of environment here. Now, the secret room is what is behind this curtain. Now, they have opened up the wall here. This used to be a solid wall. They've opened up the wall so people can see what they found in this secret room. Well, one of the things they found was $5,000 in gold coins. But not only that, what they found is what is behind this curtain. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, the original whiskey still.
Oh my God.
So this is a speakeasy.
This is being made illegally.
This is my grandpa's house. He has it still in the basement.
In fact, George was our bootlegger. We have a picture of George over here by the window. That's our bootlegger, George. He made whiskey here during Prohibition. So the whiskey still is still here. Unfortunately, it's still empty. When San Diego ghost hunters are in here doing investigation, they set up their equipment through every room in the house here, including this room. George, our bootlegger, according to San Diego Ghost Hunters, he likes cheeseburgers, he likes french fries, he likes trains and toffee. So when they come here to do investigation, they stop and get him a fresh cheeseburger and fries. It's put right here in the desk. These are called triggers to help bring the spirits through. So they find out what they like and use these triggers to help bring them forward.
Like ghost bait.
Exactly. Exactly. Ghost bait. George, it's Dante. You know me by now. You're welcome to communicate it with us while we're going through the house here. So please do so. We're friendly here. And we just want to say hello and see how you're doing. We brought some friends here to visit with you. Can you make yourself known? Can you turn on this lamp? I know you like to turn this lamp on and off. Can you turn on a light for us?
If that light goes on, I'm leaving the house.
Now, there are skeptics. I am one of them. We're going to play something for you next that might change your mind.
Changes my mind. I think George made himself known. I really do.
We are going to warn you. It might freak you out.
Hmm?
That's coming up next. We're not joking.
I am convinced we caught a ghost of some sort. Maybe even George. I think we caught him.
What do you mean we caught him?
We caught him.
You mean we captured his audio?
Yes.
All right. So I'm not. We were in the Davis Horton home, downtown San Diego, the corner of Island and 4th, and it's the most haunted building in all of San Diego.
Yeah, it's the oldest house down there. There were different ways that we captured the audio. First of all, Dante, our tour guide, had a mic on him. John and I had a mic. And producer Jessica, you had something else that was recording audio in the room.
What was that?
It was this, it's a handheld mini recorder. They say that these kind of recorders are really good with communicating with spirits, that they tend to flock to these kind of recorders.
Okay.
So that's what the Amazon review said.
That's what the Amazon review says.
Yes, so I love it.
Legit, you went to Amazon, you typed in ghost finding technology. And
sure did. Sure did.
And that came up.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to play you the piece of audio that was captured by the microphone that John and I had and Dante, our ghost hunter. Just a little piece of audio. Listen up.
Do you have any whiskey available for us? Now, do you know when...
Okay. So nothing.
Right. So
the breath that you heard, that was Dante in his microphone.
Correct.
So everybody knows, I did amplify that audio so that you could hear...
You amplified the nothingness is what
yes.
you
said. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
The reason that we are asking George for whiskey is because he ran a distillery out of the home.
Yes, a hidden one. Yeah. It was hidden behind the walls.
He had a hidden distillery in his house.
Secret room.
He also, we were told by Dante, he also liked cheeseburgers when he was alive, and he liked trains. Mm-hmm. So when they come and do research, and they do, researchers from across the world research this house.
Yes.
They bait him, if you will, with a bag of cheeseburgers, with toy trains that they have in the desk next to George, where George used to work, I suppose.
Yeah, or whiskey. Here is the same piece of audio, but it was recorded on producer Jessica's special recorder that says it seems to capture spirits. Listen up.
Do you have any whiskey available for us?
Okay, now, I want you to listen again to the very end. Producer Jessica and I both hear, help me.
Do you have any whiskey available for us?
How do you hear help me out of that?
Because I hear help me.
Here's what I hear.
Okay, that sounds like help me too when you do that.
No, it
but
does not. It
that
like,
was not there in the other on the other microphones. So I think it's a ghost. Listen to that little bit of the clip.
Oh, yeah. I would 100% agree.
Why would he say help?
Maybe help me open up the still.
Yeah.
Help me get that bag of cheeseburgers. Help me get my toy trains. I don't know. It could be anything that he wanted help with.
Help me. My partner and producer are going crazy.
That's weird.
It's
That's
so
weird.
Creepy.
Guys, I don't hear help me. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
I don't hear help me.
I don't care if you don't.
Is it because I'm skeptical that I don't hear help me?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Sure, if you have an open mind.
Or, informal poll, maybe he's only talking to the women. And that's why Tammy and I hear it.
I don't, man. I don't hear help me. I know that you guys played that for Scott, our boss, and he was freaking out about it as well.
Because he heard it too.
You know how to work your audience, that's for sure.
Okay, now, at 8:35, I have a bone to pick with John because he wasn't there to protect me from something that happened in that room.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy, you shared something that scared you last hour, and it is Halloween, so it's fitting. So I'm going to share something that scares me. That's maybe kind of a nightmare of mine. I'm spending the evening tonight with total strangers.
Okay.
I'm going to get in trouble for talking about this, but I have to vent. I want to preface this by saying I'm very happy with my relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very happy that Sam moved out of Nashville and now lives here in Carlsbad with me. But because of that, I have to go out to dinner tonight.
Okay.
With strangers. Sam went out for lunch one day. She was sitting at a bar at a restaurant near our place, Nick's on State, and befriended this woman.
Okay.
And then her husband showed up.
Uh-huh.
And they talked for like an hour.
Yeah.
And they became friends.
So she made new friends here, which is great.
She made new friends, and that's really, really cool. I never really put myself in her shoes thinking what she was giving up to come out here.
Uh-huh.
All her entire friends, her entire network out there.
Yeah.
And she's here with me now. I don't want to go out with strangers, Tam.
Oh, jeez. You do sound like a grumpy old man.
I don't want to go out with strangers. Do you? Would you? The first person I thought of was you.
Well, here's the thing. It would be different if this wasn't a new friendship she made after taking her life and moving it here. This is brand new friends she's making on her own. Not friends because she knows you, or not friends because of someone she met through your work. This is some friend she made on her own.
She met them one time.
They obviously had a great time.
I've gone to dinner with many of her friends,
mm-hmm.
and she's known them for a very long time. She can vouch for them. I don't know these people. I don't know what they're about. I don't know their business.
Okay.
What if they're weirdos? What if they're cult members?
Oh my, cult members?
I don't know. My daughter started this family book club. The book last month was Rosemary's Baby, which is about Satanists in New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm freaked out that everyone's a Satanist now. So.
Oh my God.
Because they all seem so innocent. Anyway, so yeah, I
well, you just got to suck it up, and then you're going to have to let us know how it turned out.
And you
okay?
got to be on.
You don't have to be on.
You know I have to be on. Tammy,
well, that's
you gotta
your
be the
own
joke,
thing,
the joke guy.
Well, tell that's your own thing.
Radio funny story guy.
No, you just say I'm not here to talk about my job. There you go.
Well, that's kind of jerky.
Oh, my God.
I kind of hope they want to talk about the job, actually.
Oh, my God. Make up your mind.
Sam's like, I just talked to her, and she's like, I know you're not crazy about this, but thank you. And honey, you don't have to thank me. I bring you to meet my dopey friends all the time. And I'm not calling your friends dopes. I don't know them.
He just thinks they're Satanists, Sam.
I don't think they're
Satanists. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Garrett in San Carlos. Hey, Garrett.
How you doing?
Garrett, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can. Just tell her to get out.
All right, get out.
All these gentlemen are so worried about insulting you, Tammy. It's very chivalrous. Garrett, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Patrick Mahomes gave the game ball to a young fan battling cancer after Monday night's football game. What team does Mahomes play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has joined the Billionaires Club, so let's play the high-low game. Arnold's movies have grossed $3.5 billion overall. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
The next season of The White Lotus will film in the French Riviera. What number season will it be?
8.
Yesterday was an Oktoberfest party in our building. What city in Germany is famous for the original and biggest Oktoberfest celebration?
Berlin.
And finally, Monday's marathon baseball game was only the second time in history the World Series has gone to 18 innings, and Brad Paisley sang before both games. In 2014, Brad Paisley played a pickup truck named Bubba in this animated film that was Disney's spinoff of Cars. What was it called?
Plane.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Garrett, what's happening with you today, pal? What you got going on?
Not a whole lot. Just finishing decorating the house for Halloween.
Nice.
Very nice. I like how he does it, too. Day of, boom. There you go. Tomorrow, gone. Like your style, Garrett. Garrett did 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
Okay, nice job.
Tam, Patrick Mahomes gave the game ball to a young fan battling cancer after Monday night's football game. What team does Mahomes play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
That is right. It's 1-1. Garrett knew that. Arnold Schwarzenegger has joined the Billionaires Club. He's now worth $1.7 billion. So let's play the high-low game. Arnold's movies have grossed $3.5 billion. Is that too high or too low?
You know what? I'm going to say too low.
It is way too low. Arnold Schwarzenegger, his movies have grossed over $5.5 billion. But shockingly, only part of the reason he's a billionaire is because of his acting. He's made some incredible investments. He's really, really, really smart.
Yeah,
this Justin.
Yeah.
Self-made. Completely self-made. Mm-hmm. Now that's a self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, it is 2-2. Next season of White Lotus will film in the French Riviera. What number season is it?
Three?
It'll be season four. I gotta get that gig. Working on the White Lotus. If they're not filming in Italy, they're filming in the French Riviera.
I know.
Or Hawaii. All right, Garrett said 8, so still 2-2. Tammy, yesterday our station had an Oktoberfest party here in the building, as you know. How did you like your bratwurst, by the way?
It was delicious, I'd only put mustard and sauerkraut on it.
Thank you. Oh, I love you for that. What city in Germany is famous for the original and biggest Oktoberfest celebration?
I'm going to go with Munich.
Munich is 100% correct. The original. There's lots of Oktoberfests all over Germany, obviously, but Munich is the big enchilada, if you will. Oh, come on, John. The big bratwurst, if you will.
Yeah.
Garrett went with Berlin. Incorrect. 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Monday's marathon baseball game was only the second time in history the World Series had gone to 18 innings, and Brad Paisley sang before both games. What are the odds of that? In 2014, Brad played a pickup truck named Bubba in this animated film that was Disney's spinoff of Cars. What was it called?
Something in Mater?
Didn't do too well. It's Planes.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And to be real nitpicky, Planes too. But really, you know, a lot of unanswered questions in the first Planes, apparently. Garrett actually nailed that and forced a tie. Garrett, good job, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we still... I know. It's Tammy's idea, not me.
I would be broken. We wouldn't be playing this game at all.
but we do have a great prize for you, pal.
We do, honey. You have a pair of tickets now to go see Priscilla Block at the House of Blues on January 30th.
Oh, sounds great.
All right, Garrett, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you very much. Happy Halloween, pal.
Happy Halloween to both of you.
John, I have a bone to pick with you from our experience on the Ghost Hunter tour.
Oh, God, I know.
And it has to do with the fact... of I didn't feel like you were there for me.
Tim and I and producer Jessica toured the Davis Horton home in downtown San Diego. It's the most haunted building in all of San Diego. It makes the Whaley House look like nursery school.
Mm-hmm. The oldest one, too, and allegedly over 100 ghosts live there. While we were there, I heard something.
George, is that you?
Oh, by the way, that's Dante. Dante was our tour guide. He's awesome at hauntedsandiegotours.com, the San Diego Ghost Tour. So cool.
It was up there.
I heard that too.
What did you say?
It was upstairs.
What was upstairs?
It's like
the thumping.
Yeah.
It was like someone was walking upstairs?
I don't know about walking. It was more of like a thump.
Yeah.
A couple thumps.
You heard it too, Dante?
Yeah, I heard it too as well. That's like...
No, I can't tell. If it's traffic passing by or if it's...
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay, because I heard it too.
Okay.
And I was like, did you hear that?
Are we supposed to do that too? If we sense something, we're supposed to just blurt it out so you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And ask, Is that you, George? Are you up?
Did you hear that?
I heard that one. That was somebody up.
Wait, what? I didn't hear it.
Did you hear it?
It was right there.
Oh. George? George, are you here? Can you thump again, please?
What are you getting behind me for? What am I going to do? Thanks. Partner.
Push him,
Terry. Are you not a man?
Okay, George, take me on.
I didn't hear that last one, but I heard that other one. That was loud.
That was loud. That one gave me the goosebumps right up my neck.
Yeah.
So the second time I heard the thump, it didn't come out in the audio, but I heard it, and clearly so did our guide.
Dante.
I jumped behind John, and he looked at me in disgust like...
Okay,
and you heard him say it.
Let's pump the brakes on disgust.
What are you doing hiding behind me?
Let's not confuse incredulousness with disgust. I was literally saying, what am I possibly going to do against a ghost?
My instinct, if I'm scared, is to hide behind, the man, the bigger, stronger person in the room. You were closer to me than Dante was. If it would have been Dante, I would have jumped behind him.
What Tammy said was, I looked to find a strong, virile man to jump behind, and I settled for you, John, is what Tammy means by that. And let me just go ahead and defend myself even further, all right? I didn't hear anything.
Of course you didn't.
You jumped behind me. I had no idea what was going on, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? That's all I asked. Protect you from what? From nothing! From the nothingness! Ooh, beware of nothing!
From the ghost!
I can't believe we're having this conversation. I can't believe you brought this up again! She yelled at me the entire day when we recorded that.
I will tell you, Tammy, that second time, I heard that too, and it was loud. I'm surprised John didn't
hear it. How come no one else heard it? How come, like, when we just played it, no one heard anything?
Okay, the only thing we had going, our handheld microphone, we didn't have the one that picks up the supernatural stuff. We didn't have that one going.
Yeah.
And that's how we heard the help me, so I don't know.
Oh, by the way,
I know is if you're ghost hunting and you're worried about a ghost coming at you, don't take John as your protector. That's all I know.
I will agree with that. That I'll agree with. Happy Halloween, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.